I would appreciate if you turn with me to book of Job, chapter 42, verses 5 and 6. ബെന്നറ്റ് വായിച്ചതായ വാക്യങ്ങൾ കൂടെ നമ്മുടെ ശ്രദ്ധയിലേക്ക് കൊണ്ടുവരാം. വെളിപ്പാട് പുസ്തകം 1-ാം അധ്യായത്തിൻ്റെ 13 മുതൽ 13 മുതൽ 18 വരെയുള്ള വാക്യങ്ങൾ ദയവായി നമുക്ക് വായിക്കാം. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. വായിച്ച വാക്യങ്ങളിലേക്ക് നമ്മുടെ ശ്രദ്ധയെ തിരിക്കാം. ഇയ്യോബിൻ്റെ പുസ്തകത്തിൽ യഹോവയായ ദൈവത്തെക്കുറിച്ച് ഒരു കാഴ്ചപ്പാട്, ഒരു ദർശനം ഉണ്ടായതായ യോബ്, ജോബ് ഹാഡ് എ വിഷൻ ഓഫ് ഗാഡ്. ഐ ഹാവ് ഹേർഡ് വിത്ത് അബൌട്ട് യു വിത്ത് മൈ ഇയേഴ്സ്, ബട്ട് നൗ മൈ ഐസ് ഹാവ് സീൻ യു. മൈ ഐസ് ഹാവ് സീൻ യു. ദയഫോൾ ആകയാൽ ഞാൻ എന്തു ചെയ്യുന്നു? എന്നെ തന്നെ വെറുക്കുന്നു. Somebody please read that verse in English. Therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. Praise the Lord. Yan enne thanne veruthu endha yenne yan podiyilum charathilum vennirilum kidakkum yan charathil kidakkum എന്ന് അനുഭവിക്കുകയാണ്. ഐ റിപ്പൻറ്റ് മൈസെൽഫ് ആൻഡ് ഐ റിപ്പൻറ്റ് ഇൻ ഡസ്റ്റ് ആൻഡ് ആഷസ്. വെൻ ഹീ സോ ഗാഡ് വിത്ത് ഹിസ് ഐസ്, ഹീ റിപ്പൻറ്റഡ് ഓഫ് ഹിസ് സിൻസ് ആൻഡ് ഫോൾ ബിഫോർ ദാറ്റ് ഗാഡ് in ashes and in dust. When we carefully study the scripture, we could see that so many people have had the vision of God. When they had the vision of God, their experiences were different. The after effects of the vision of God was different. It was not the same with everybody. Isaiah devathra tejas kandu. Isaiah saw the glory of God. In fact, when we carefully study the book of John, we will understand that Isaiah saw Jesus Christ. Especially when we look at John chapter 12, we will get the idea or the truth that Isaiah saw Jesus Christ. Please read for me, turn with me to book of John chapter 12, verse 41. യെശയ്യാവ് അവൻ്റെ തേജസ് കണ്ട് അവനെക്കുറിച്ച് സംസാരിച്ചതുകൊണ്ടാകുന്നു. Isaiah said this because he saw Jesus' glory. So Isaiah saw the glory of God. It is written in the book of Isaiah chapter 6. When he saw the glory of Jesus, glory of Yahweh, glory of the Lord, what happened to him? അവൻ എന്താ സംഭവിച്ചത്? അവൻ പറയുകയാണ്, എനിക്ക് woe unto me. I am unclean and I live among the people who are unclean lips. അയ്യോ, ഞാൻ അശുദ്ധ അധരമുള്ള മനുഷ്യൻ. If you carefully learn the first chapters of the book of Isaiah, he prophesied so many things against the people. When he prophesied all those things against those people, he used the word woe unto them, or I don't know in America engena parayunnathu, woe. Okay, praise the Lord. Well, endarannu njan parayna aashiya ningal manasilakkunnallo vishwasikkunnu. Devathinu stotram. Yeah, enikku ayyo kashtam. മറ്റുള്ളവർക്ക് ഇതുവരെ അയ്യോ കഷ്ടം പറഞ്ഞുകൊണ്ടിരുന്നവൻ ഇപ്പം നേരെ അങ്ങ് തിരിഞ്ഞു, തിരിഞ്ഞിട്ട് പറയും എനിക്ക് അയ്യോ കഷ്ടം, ഞാൻ നശിച്ചു പോകുന്നു, ഞാൻ ശുദ്ധിയില്ലാത്ത അധരങ്ങളുള്ള മനുഷ്യൻ. He didn't saw the uncleanness of the people first. He came to a position that he could see his own uncleanness. അവൻ പറയുന്നത് woe to me, I cried, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. So one thing we need to make notice of, when Isaiah said this thing, Jesus didn't come to this earth. Jesus didn't come to this earth and born in the manger. But John the Apostle is saying that Isaiah saw Jesus' glory. That means Jesus was not a byproduct of Christianity. Praise the Lord. The beginning of Jesus Christ is not the manger of Bethlehem. Praise the Lord. Yesu Christuvinte purvasthithathe, avante pre-existence ne telikkunna oru bhagam koodeyanu. That passage proves the pre-existence of Jesus Christ. The beginning of Jesus Christ is not the manger in Bethlehem. Even before that, he was there. Praise the Lord. Isaiah saw the glory of Jesus Christ. He didn't come to this earth with that glory. The babe who was in the manger didn't have the glory. Praise the Lord. But one day, he took his disciples to the Transfiguration Mount and changed himself before them, and they all saw his glory. And Peter is saying, we will build three booths and we will stay here. We don't want to go down to this mountain. Praise the Lord. ഞങ്ങൾ ഈ മല വിട്ടു പോകുവാൻ ആഗ്രഹിക്കുന്നില്ല, ഞങ്ങൾ ഇവിടെ തന്നെ ഇരുന്നോളാം, ഞങ്ങൾ മൂന്ന് കുടിൽ ഉണ്ടാക്കാം. ഒന്ന് നിനക്ക്, വൺ ഈസ് ഫോർ യു, വൺ ഈസ് ഫോർ എലൈജ, ആൻഡ് വൺ ഈസ് ഫോർ മോസസ്. പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ്. ആൻഡ് ദേ ഫോർഗെറ്റ് ദംസെൽസ്. വെൻ ദേ സോ ദ ഗ്ലോറി, ദേ ഫോർഗെറ്റ് ദംസെൽസ്. ഐസയ, വെൻ ഐസയ സോ ദ ഗ്ലോറി, ഹി ഈസ് ക്രൈയിങ് ഔട്ട് ദാറ്റ് വോ ഓൺ ടു മീ, ഐ ആം ആൻ അൺക്ലീൻ പേഴ്സൺ, I am with unclean lips. I am ruined. Brothers and sisters, before we come to the worship, we all need the vision of God. We need a vision of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. If we have that vision, we won't look at someone else to find out their own, their faults. Instead of that, if we have the vision of God, we will see our own faults. Praise the Lord. Let's pray earnestly. Lord, I need a real vision of you so that I may find out my own faults. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm ruined. Hey, Prophet Isaiah, why are you saying this? You are ruined. No, you were pronouncing curses to all people. What prompted you to change? He could say that, I have seen the vision of my God. I have the vision of God. I have seen his glory. Hallelujah. When I saw that glory, that changed my entire life. Brothers and sisters, I encourage all of you to have this vision in our life. There are so many things that prevents us from seeing the glory of God. As I said in the Bible study this morning and the last Sunday, there are so many veils that are before our eyes that will prevent us from seeing the truth of the scripture. Our prejudice will block the real vision. Praise the Lord. And our self-seeking spirit will block the real vision. Hallelujah. Our wishful thinking will block that vision. Our fragmented thinking will block that vision. It is our responsibility to find out that would block the real vision of us. I encourage all of you to have a real vision in your life, in our life. Isaiah saw the glory of God. It was personal experience. It was not a collective experience. Hallelujah. Don't expect something collectively. Always we should expect something from God personally. If you have a willingness and a desire to know Him more and more, to have a real glory, I want to see a real glory in my life. If you and I earnestly pray, it's sure that God is willing to answer our prayers. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And he is crying to God, woe unto me. Enikku ayyo kashtam. Njan nashichirikkunnu. I am ruined. I am ruined. Praise the Lord. He's crying. I am ruined. And I live. I am a man of unclean lips. I am a man of unclean lips. Brothers and sisters, we all need to see our personal life instead of looking at others to see their faults. Hallelujah. Their sins. It is better to see our own sins, our own weaknesses, our own infirmities, our own sins. Praise the Lord. അതിനു വേണ്ടി കർത്താവേ എൻ്റെ കണ്ണുകളെ തുറക്കണമേ എന്ന് ദൈവത്തോട് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാം. ഇന്ന് പകൽക്കാലം എത്ര പേർ ആത്മാർത്ഥതയോടെ ആഗ്രഹിക്കുന്നു, ഹാലലൂയ കർത്താവ് എൻ്റെ കണ്ണുകൾക്കൊരു പ്രകാശം ആവശ്യമാണ്. ലോർഡ്, ഐ നീഡ് എ റിയൽ വിഷൻ ഓഫ് മൈ ഐസ്. വേർ ദർ ഇസ് നോ വിഷൻ, ദർ ഇസ് മൈ പീപ്പിൾ പെരിഷ്. ദർശനമില്ലാത്തടത്ത് എൻ്റെ ജനം എന്ത് ചെയ്യുകയാണ്? വെളിപ്പാടില്ലാത്തടത്ത് എൻ്റെ ജനം മര്യാദ വിട്ട് നടക്കുന്നത് മലയാളത്തിൽ പ്രചരിക്കുമ്പോൾ. Praise the Lord. Where there is no vision, there my people perish. എൻ്റെ ജനം നശിക്കുകയാണ്. ദൈവത്തിന് എൻ്റെ ജനം നശിക്കുന്നത് എന്നാ ദൈവം പറയുന്നു. Where my people perish. എൻ്റെ ജനം നശിക്കുന്നു. Is it possible that his people will perish? Yes, it is possible. Why? Because they don't want to see the glory of that God. Always they are concentrating to see the faults, the sins, the shortcomings of other people. They are always looking at others. They don't want to see themselves. Praise the Lord. Today, the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to us. Let's see ourselves, our life. Instead of looking at others, let's see our own faults. When we come to the book of Revelation, there John the Apostle, he was in the Isle of Patmos. When he was there, he heard a voice behind him. Praise the Lord. When he heard that voice, He turned himself. Praise the Lord. If you look at chapter 1, verse 12, you could read that. He turned about. Praise the Lord. He turned about. Turn around. He turned around. Praise the Lord. There is a possibility that he might be looking at the roaring of the sea, the waves, and the bones in that isle. Praise the Lord. There is a possibility that he could see several other things. Hallelujah. When the roaring of the sea came to his ear, he heard a voice behind him. I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me. Can you see the voice? Can you see the voice? It's not possible to see the voice. Voice cannot be seen. But John knew that this is not simply a voice. There is a person behind that. Hallelujah. Don't underestimate the voices of God. It's not simply to make you hear something special. എന്തെങ്കിലും പ്രത്യേകമായ കാര്യങ്ങളെക്കുറിച്ച് നിങ്ങളെ കേൾപ്പിക്കുക എന്നുള്ളതല്ല. ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ വ്യക്തമായ ഒരു ദർശനം നമുക്കുണ്ടാകണം എന്ന് ദൈവം ആഗ്രഹിക്കുന്നു. Often we want to see the miracles of God. Often we want to see in the wonder workings of God in our life and in the life of our children and in our family and the church and the place wherever we are. We want to see that glory, or we want to see that wonder works or miracles. But we do not take time to see the power behind. We don't want to see the person behind that miracle. Miracles may come and go. Praise the Lord. Anyone can do miracles nowadays. We could see so many miracles going around the globe. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In Puttaparthi, there are miracles. In Sabarimala, there are miracles. In Parimala, there are miracles. Praise the Lord. And in several other parts, some of these kids do not know where the Sabarimala or Parimala, or it's all places in Kerala. Praise the Lord. And all these places are, they are pilgrimage. People go there. They are holy places. Sabarimala is a holy place for Hindus. Some of the Christians are also going there. Praise the Lord. So it's we cannot limit that place only for Hindus. Some Christians and some Muslims are also going there. Parimala is a Christian holy place. People think like that. There are so many Hindus are also coming there. Praise the Lord. They want to see the miracles. Brothers and sisters, we should not go to that extent. Some Christians, especially the Pentecostals, also want to see miracles and miracles and miracles. Always, if some miracle happens, they are there. They are there. They do not want to hear the message. They do not want to hear the voices of God. Thus saith the Lord. People doesn't want to see it. Hallelujah. But today, let me urge you, brethren, do not go after the miracles, but go after God. Hallelujah. See, John the Apostle, യോഹന്നാൻ അപ്പോസ്തലൻ പത്മോസ് ദ്വീപിൽ ആയിരുന്നപ്പോൾ ഇതുവരെ കണ്ടിട്ടില്ലാത്ത ഒരു കാഴ്ച കാണുവാൻ ഉള്ള ഒരു സമയമാണിപ്പോൾ. അവനൊന്ന് കേട്ടു, എന്നോട് സംസാരിച്ച നാദം എന്തെന്ന് കാണുവാൻ ഞാൻ തിരിഞ്ഞു. ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ സ്തോത്രം. തിരിഞ്ഞപ്പോൾ അവൻ കണ്ട കാഴ്ചയാണ് 13-ാമത്തെ വാക്യം മുതൽ എഴുതിയിരിക്കുന്നത്. പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ്. തേജസ്കരിക്കപ്പെട്ട ക്രിസ്തു അവിടേക്ക് ചെന്നിരിക്കുകയാണ്. ദൈവത്തിന് സ്തോത്രം. ഇതുവരെ അവൻ കണ്ടിട്ടില്ലാത്തൊരു കാഴ്ചയാണ്. ഹീ ഹാഡ് വണ്ടർഫുൾ ഫെലോഷിപ്പ് വിത്ത് ജീസസ് ക്രൈസ്റ്റ്. വെൻ ഹീ റോട്ട് ഹിസ് എപ്പസിൽ ഹീ സെഡ് ദാറ്റ് അവർ ഐസ് ഹാവ് സീൻ ആൻഡ് വിൽ ലുക്ക് ദാറ്റ് അവർ ഹാൻഡ്സ് ഹാവ് ടച്ച്ഡ്. Praise the Lord. And we had a personal experience. We had a personal touch of Jesus Christ. In fact, for 3.5 years, John had acquaintance with Jesus Christ. But in the Isle of Patmos, the scenario is different. The scenery is different. He never heard such a voice. He never heard, seen such a personality. Praise the Lord. A transfigured Christ, a glorified Christ is there. ഞാൻ തിരിഞ്ഞപ്പോൾ എന്താ കാണുന്നത്? And among the lampstands was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe, reaching down to his feet, and with a golden sash around his chest. Praise the Lord. These are the robes of a high priest. Praise the Lord. John could understand that this is the robe of a high priest. Hallelujah. So Jesus Christ is the high priest. Lampstand, when we read, if you look at the last verses of that first chapter, you could see that these lampstands are the church, seven churches, seven lampstands are the seven churches. Praise the Lord. So he saw Jesus Christ walking in the midst. Praise the Lord. His head and hair were white as wool, white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire. The next verse, 15, his feet were like bronze, glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. And then in his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp double-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance. And then avane kandittu, I have seen him. When I saw him, praise the Lord, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. When I saw him, think that, when I saw him, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, we all need a vision of God, of Jesus Christ in our life. Hallelujah. Right now, he is walking in the church because he didn't walk only in the first century churches. Hallelujah. Nowadays also, he is walking among us. Praise the Lord. I always emphasize on Christ-centered church. Hallelujah. No person is important in the church. Pastor is not the important person in the church. Secretary, treasurer, or committee member, or elders are not the important persons of the church. The important person of the church is Jesus Christ himself, because he had given himself for the church. He bought the church with his precious blood, and he had given his blood for us. We, the church, are the purchased possession of that Redeemer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And when we come to his service, when we come to his presence, our eyes should be open. Nothing should veil us from seeing the truth. Praise the Lord. There are people who read the Bible, as I said in the morning. There are people who read the Bible well more than us. But they are not able to see the truth that is written in the Bible. Even the time of Jesus Christ, there were the scribes and the Pharisees and the high priest. They used to read the Bible. You want to come over here? Eh? Okay. You want to come? Look at the people. They are looking at you. Okay? As you are looking at this girl, praise the Lord, look at Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at Jesus Christ. See, ഏതെങ്കിലും വിധത്തിലുള്ളതായ മൂടുപടമുണ്ടെങ്കിൽ നമുക്ക് സത്യം കാണാനൊക്കത്തില്ല. വചനത്തിന്റെ സത്യം കാണാതെ വണ്ണം നമ്മെ തടഞ്ഞിരിക്കുന്ന വെയിൽസ് എന്തൊക്കെയാണ്? ദൈവത്തിന് സ്തോത്രം. Hallelujah. As I said earlier, prejudice can block your sight. Praise the Lord. Prejudice will always will be a block in your life. It will be a veil in your life. Praise the Lord. Wishful thinking. When you read the scripture, you want to see the scriptures that are good for you. എന്റെ എല്ലാ പ്രവൃത്തികളെയും അംഗീകരിക്കുന്ന വേദപുസ്തകത്തിലെ വാക്യങ്ങൾ വല്ലതും ഉണ്ടോ? ഞാൻ തോന്നിയ പോലെ നടന്നാൽ അതിനെ അംഗീകരിക്കാൻ വാക്യം വല്ലതും ഉണ്ടോ? ചില വേദപുസ്തകം കണ്ടുപിടിക്കുന്നതല്ല, അതിനു വേണ്ടിയാണ്. ചില കണ്ടുപിടിക്കാൻ വേണ്ടി മാത്രം വേദപുസ്തകം വായിക്കുന്നവരാ. അവർ പറയുന്നത് വേദപുസ്തകം എഴുതിയിട്ടുണ്ടല്ലോ, നിന്റെ അജീർണ നിമിത്തം അല്പം കുടിച്ചോളാൻ. അത് കണ്ടുള്ളൂ നീയ, വേറെ ഒന്നും കണ്ടില്ലേ? അവൻ വേറെ ഒന്നും കണ്ടിട്ടില്ല, അത് മാത്രമേ കണ്ടിട്ടുള്ളൂ. ദൈവത്തിന് സ്തോത്രം. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. നീ എന്തോ ഉദ്ദേശിക്കുന്നു അതൊക്കെ കാണും കേട്ടോ, അതാ വേദപുസ്തകത്തിൻ്റെ പ്രത്യേകത. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. ദൈവത്തിന് വിഷ്ഫുൾ തിങ്കിങ് കൊണ്ട് നീ ദൈവവചനത്തോടെ സമീപിച്ചാൽ നിനക്ക് യാഥാർത്ഥ്യം കാണാനൊക്കത്തില്ല. ദൈവത്തിന് സ്തോത്രം. റിമൂവ് ഓൾ ദ വെയിൽസ് ഫ്രം യുവർ ലൈഫ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ദെൻ യു വിൽ ഹാവ് എ ക്ലിയർ സൈറ്റ് ഓഫ് ജീസസ് ക്രൈസ്റ്റ്. ചർച്ച്, today I exhort you to have a clear vision of Jesus Christ. Nothing should prevent you from seeing the Lord. Nothing should prevent you from seeing the glory of the Lord. When you and I see the glory of God, we will see our own faults, our own shortcomings, our own sins, and we will repent of our sins. When Job saw Jesus Christ, when he saw God, he repented of himself with dust and ashes. Thus far, my ears have heard about you. Now my eyes. Even then, see, listen. His ears have heard so many things about God. Even at that time also, he said, I will not deny him. എനിക്ക് എന്തോ സംഭവിക്കട്ടെ, സ്തോത്രം, എൻ്റെ സമ്പത്തെല്ലാം പോകട്ടെ, എൻ്റെ കുഞ്ഞുങ്ങളെല്ലാം നശിക്കട്ടെ, എൻ്റെ ദേഹവും ഇങ്ങനെ നശിക്കട്ടെ, എന്നാലും ഒരു നാളിൽ ഞാൻ ദേഹസഹിതനായി എൻ്റെ ദൈവത്തെ കാണും, എൻ്റെ ദൈവത്തെ കാണും. ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. ഹി കുഡ് മേക്ക് സോ മെനി ക്ലെയിംസ്. പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ്. ബട്ട് വെൻ ഹി സോ ഗാഡ്, ഹല്ലേലൂയാ, ഹി റിപ്പൻറ്റഡ് in dust and ashes. പൊടിയിലും വെണ്ണീറിലും ചാരത്തിലും കിടന്ന് അനുതപിച്ച ഇയോബിനെ പോലെ, ഞാൻ അവൻ്റെ മുൻപിൽ മരിച്ചവനെ പോലെ അവൻ്റെ കാൽക്കൽ വീണു. സ്തോത്രം. ഞാൻ അവൻ്റെ കാൽക്കൽ വീണു. Hallelujah. Is Jesus Christ a reality? Or does he a myth? Is it only a simple story? Children, in your schools, in your college, you will be challenged with a lot of teachings. You may hear that the story of Jesus Christ is a myth. Praise the Lord. There are so many things, even you know, a church in Detroit, Marshall Church, you may have someone might have seen it. Praise the Lord. I have read it. The pastor of that Marshall church said, finally all are going to be saved. All are going to be saved. You know, that's an evangelical church. I wouldn't have wondered if it came through the mouth of a Catholic priest. It's a Protestant pastor, an evangelical pastor said, finally, we all are going to be saved. A universal salvation. It is in the theological realm, it is known as the universal salvation. That means there is no need to believe in Jesus Christ now. There is no need to have a holy life now. There is no need to go to the church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ironically, in his church, I think there are 6,000 or 7,000 people goes. It is easy. It's a cheap gospel. Praise the Lord. You can do, you can live in whatever way you want to live. No problem. Just come to the church and give me money. Give me the tithe. Give me the tithe so that I will become a CEO of this church. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters, let me come back. Children, you may hear so many things about Jesus Christ. But you need to understand one thing. Jesus Christ is not a myth. He is a reality. He is a reality. Who is Jesus to you? Who is Jesus to you? Hallelujah. Are you willing to fall before him? Are you willing to fall before him? Yohanan, avane kandittu marichavane pole avane kaalkal nee marichavane pole avante jeevitham thanne endayi thirnu marichavanai onnumillathavanayittu avan thirnu avan valam kaiyante mel vachu bhayapadenda njan aarana aadyanana andyanana praise the unbelieving one. Unbelieving one, I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades. Praise the Lord. Maranathinteyum paathaalathinteyum thaakkol ende pakkalundu. Praise the Lord. Yes, you are. I was dead. Njan marichavanayirunnu. I am the living one now. Praise the Lord. I was dead. And behold, I am alive forever and ever. Njan ennennaakkum jeevichirikkunnu. Endra Yesu aanu. Avan ennennaakkum jeevichirikkunnavanaanu. He lives forever and ever. Hallelujah. I was dead. He was dead for me. But that was not the end of Christ's story. Hallelujah. He resurrected on the third day and he lives here. He is walking in the church now. If the glorified Christ walks in our midst, how should we sit in that presence? This is not a playground. The church is not a playground. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Deva sabhaikagathu varumbol sabhayude nadivil nadakkunnavan. Oh, aaranum oru chintha nammude manasil varanam. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Aaranu ibide nadakkunnathu. Aaranu nammude madhyil ullathu. Aarude sabayanu ithu ennoru chintha hrudayathil undennu varikkilla. Nee thonnidhu pole irikkathilla. Alakshyamayi irikkathilla. Nee vanchichukondu irikkathilla. Hallelujah. Nee chathichukondu irikkathilla. Dosham chinthichukondu irikkathilla. Veettile kaaryam chinthichukondu irikkathilla. Naattukaaryam chinthichukondu irikkathilla. Ayalkkaarude kaaryam chinthikkathilla. Nee chinthikkunnathu ninte vyakthi jeevithathe kurichu maathramayirikkum. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you are aware that Jesus Christ in the center of the church is walking in our midst, you will not look at others. You won't try to find out the faults of other people. Instead of that, you will despise yourself. You will deny yourself. ഞാൻ എന്നെ തന്നെ വെറുക്കുന്നു, ഞാൻ എന്നെ തന്നെ വെറുക്കുന്നു. ഇന്ന് പകൽക്കാലം ഹല്ലേലൂയ കർത്താവേ, അങ്ങയെ കാണുന്നതുപോലെ കാണുവാൻ തക്കവണ്ണം എൻ്റെ കണ്ണുകളെ തുറക്കണമേ എന്ന് എല്ലാവരും ദൈവത്തോട് പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചോട്ടോ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ, ഹി ഈസ് എ ലിവിങ് ലോർഡ് ആൻഡ് ഹി ലിവ്സ് ഫോർ എവർ ആൻഡ് എവർ. And he himself is saying, I'm living forever and ever. I'm living forever and ever. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The living Christ is in our midst. Hallelujah. I encourage you, brothers and sisters, to open your eyes and see him. Remove all the veils from your life. Hallelujah. Remove the prejudice from your life. Remove the wishful thinking of your life. Remove the fragmented thinking of your life. Lord, I want to see you. I request you to close your eyes. Every one of you, please, close your eyes. Let's all spend a few minutes in prayer. Today, the presence of the Lord is in our midst. I request all of you to pray. This is a special morning. This is a special morning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you want to experience the touch of God in your life, yield yourselves to him. Yield yourselves to him. Have a real vision of the living Christ in your life. Hallelujah. Have a real vision of the living God. Hallelujah. The Lord, the Savior whom we serve, is not a dead Christ. Hallelujah. I was dead, but I live forever and ever. Praise the Lord. The keys of Hades, the keys of death is in my hand. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let hear the voices of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.